Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, I would like to teach you how to say founder in Chinese. We have Leah Taronsky. Leah is the co-founder and president of Everon. Hi, Leah, 你好。
你好。
Right, can you share with us what is Everon? What does it do?
Everon is a cybersecurity company. We are building, the new standard for digital identity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then which stage of a company is it?
So we raised our Series A.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a product. We are live in the US and are now starting to expand internationally.
Awesome. And you founded the company. And when was that?
So the company started about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it took us a couple of years to develop the tech and make sure, you know, everything works. As a cybersecurity company, we can't kind of move fast and break things. We need to make sure that everything is 100% watertight and works,
yep.
and scales before we launch. So we did that and, you know, now we are ready for prime time and scaling.
Right. Okay. So as the founder of the company, we know that it takes very specific quality to be a successful founder. In addition to be creative, you have to have a lot of knowledge and courage and vision and also leadership to bring up a team together and a skill and ability to bring up investors together. So shall we learn how to say that in Chinese and then we continue exploring the quality being a founder?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay. The way to say founder in Chinese, there are three words. We say 创办人。
创办人。
Yeah, 创办人。
创办人。
That's it. And 创办 together, that means to found something, to create some business. So 创办 is to...established, especially if that's a vehicle and there's a trademark, it's a name, and then it's organization. So 创办 is to create, to found something. 人 is the person. So the person who founded, who found the organization is the founder. And 创办, these two words, let's break them down. Both are in fourth tones, so we go down with an emphasis. 创办.
创办.
Yeah. So...创办,创 is to create, to establish something. The character, it's actually the combination between the warehouse, the barn, and also the knife. So imagine that in ancient Chinese society, there was an agriculture society, and then people had to...harvest in the farm and they put it together in the warehouse in the barn. So that's sort of the general concept, the metaphor of creating something, create a new business and create a life and create the safety for the generations and for the families and for the clan. So that means to create something. It doesn't sound very creative or it doesn't sound very like something entrepreneurial, but that was how they managed to survive over the thousands of years. So 创, that means to create.
That is very entrepreneurial indeed.
Yeah. Okay.
Survival is the ultimate, the yeah. ultimate prize.
The ultimate prize, exactly. And then the second one, we say 办.
Ban.
Ban is the fourth tone, and the character actually shows that it's a symbol to describe, to put the force, using a lot of force and the power to get the job done. So that means to manage, and to get the job done, that's the second word. So 创办 together, as you can see in Chinese culture, that already indicates that in addition to be entrepreneurial, to create something and generate something, you need to get a job done too.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a great idea. You need to manage that. So 创办 is to fund.
创办.
Yeah. So 创办 and 创办 what? 创办 maybe a company, maybe a charity, maybe a club, and could be anything. In this case, we don't know. We can just wait for the next word coming up. But then to describe the person like you, you founded companies, then we say you are a founder. 创办人
创办人
创办人 Okay. So can you share with us what does it take to become a successful 创办人in a startup?
Well, you know, startup, I mean, first of all, in order to be able to do it and stay sane, you have to have quite a big risk tolerance.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you have strong heart.
Yeah, exactly. A very strong heart and a very, you know, very strong stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But it is wonderful. And I would say, you know, nobody has, you know, all the qualities needed. So you really need to surround yourself with a terrific team who can supplement your skill set.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then how about, does it require to be someone who is visionary, to be creative?
We are very lucky in the sense that we have, Wendell Brown, who's my co-founder, is, you know, a serial entrepreneur and inventor, and really quite the visionary. So our technology is such. However, I don't think you necessarily always need that. So for example, you know, just in the 50s, when people were traveling, they didn't have bags with wheels.
Right.
Right. They were carrying their bags, and there was someone who came up like, oh my God, what if I put wheels on bags?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And initially people were like, wait a minute, what? But now, you know, you would almost never see somebody without wheels carrying their bag. Mm. And it was kind of like a very logical, you know, not high tech innovation. It was just putting wheels on bags.
Yeah.
And it became, you know, very, very successful. So, you know, innovation, and ideas can come in all sorts of forms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a friend of mine, he's a highly successful business person, and he created a company. Basically, they do landscape LED lighting and became the biggest in America.
Oh, wow.
And then because they managed to source high quality, also low cost lights from China, and then through a lot of marketing, SEO, and also a lot of like a channel managing, they become the biggest in America and make tons of money every year.
There you go.
So could be any business.
Could be any business. I think what is the most important to be successful, you really need to be passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you do what you love, you don't work a day of your life.
Yeah.
You know, then it's, you know, something you would want to do anyways. And, you know, that's what you need to tap into and find.
Mm-hmm. So you have two co-founders in your company?
Yes, I have two co-founders, Wendell Brown and Tara Gold, and they are absolutely wonderful.
So you have two co-founders, and then co-founder, we say 共同创办人.
共同创办人.
Yeah, 共同, 同 means together, and 共 means the common, to share. So 共同创办人, it's the people who can share the whole journey of creating a new business together. So they are 共同.
Oh my God, that's so beautiful, and it's so true.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I don't know if that's your experience. I heard a lot of people saying it's so easy. There's a Chinese idiom to say it's very easy to get through the hardship together, but then a situation will get trickier when they have to share the profit.
That's funny. Well, I've been very lucky so far, you know, my co-founder, I mean, they're just wonderful.
Right. Okay. So I'm glad to hear that. And you have all the right ingredients to become very successful later on.
That's what we are working on. And you might enjoy this, our business principles and how we run the company is actually on Buddhist principles. So we call it Buddhism for Business.
I love that. Can you share more about it?
So everything sort of everything we do permeates sort of Buddhist principles of compassion and understanding and you know, a love.
Right. Love.
It's how we treat, you know, everyone on the team, how we approach, customers and everything else.
Right. So beautiful. Wow. So I can't wait to see, the next stage of the development of your business, Averon.
Yeah. You will see much more very soon.
Okay. Look forward to it. Thank you so much, Leah, for sharing with us. Today we talk about founder. The way to say that, we say 创办人.
创办人.
Yeah, and then you have co-founders, so they are your 共同创办人.
共同创办人.
I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to come back for more Talk Chinesey tomorrow. 再见, 再见, Leah.
再见. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.